Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Ilda Barish, and my line is Ilda M. It's also Strawberry Hill for all my baby things.
Okay.
And Strawberry Hill actually started 40 years ago in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
And I have now been in McMurray for 40 years, so I transferred everything here when I came here.
Yeah.
An awful lot of your viewers, I believe, will probably know me from something else, which was Cloud Nine Salon in the Peter Pond Mall.
That's correct.
I was there for 17 and a half years.
Yeah.
And I was 5 years in Thickwood.
Yeah.
And then we all moved on with life.
Yep. And now you're everywhere in Fort McMurray.
Yes. Yeah. I have some of my goods at Corridor, and I have some of my goods here at Mini Green with Natasha.
Yeah.
I believe that whatever the line is, and because McMurray diversifies so much, both in quantity, quality, and where we all live, there's so many different areas of town.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe in staying in just one spot.
Right. That makes sense.
So to me, especially after having been in the hair business for so long, I was in Thickwood first.
Yeah.
And then I ended up at Peter Pond Mall.
Right.
And your clientele sort of goes with you, but when we look at this type of a shop, they're more destination shops.
Yes.
So people want more than one place that they can go to buy their exclusive items.
Yeah.
So what I've always done with my things are, if I make something, for instance, like this little romper that is just being finished, if this were to come in here, it would not go into Corridor in the same colors.
Correct. Yeah.
It would be the same design, but not the same colors. Mm-hmm. So there isn't a competition as to price point or whatever. The price point is the same in both places.
Right.
But if you can buy a blue one somewhere else, the yellow one is only going to be here.
Right. Right.
So that's what I've always done with all of my lines, whether they were ladies or children. I also do an upcycle in all my denims.
Okay.
And I do have some of them here as well.
Cool.
So anyone who's looking for anything special, these shops are where they're going to find them.
That's correct. They're not mass produced.
No.
Yeah.
Our idea of mass producing is might be to make three of something.
Right.
We're not, as artisans, we're generally not very good at mass production. We get tired of it.
Right.
You make one and you say, okay, been there, done that, let's move on. And that's just where we all end up.
Yeah, that's facts.
So, and the other part is, because of the internet, there is so much of the same thing in all of the sites. You're not being exclusive at all.
Nope. No.
So You want exclusivity? You've got to go to the people who are making it.
That's right.
And then say to them, well, I'd like that design, but I want it in this fabric or whatever. In my case, they can actually come and have a look. I have a fabric store, sort of, kind of, in my basement.
Yeah.
So they can actually choose what they'd like to have.
Right, right.
I also do, for instance, some of the ribbon skirts. Before ribbon skirts became everybody's domain type of thing, I was making them. I come from, I grew up in northern BC.
Okay.
And in a little town called Kitimat. And Kitimat has a reserve, it's a Haisla reserve right next to it.
Okay.
So we were also, we were more of a one big town rather than this is the reserve and this. They are separate, but we're still back and forth all the time with whatever needs doing.
Facts.
And so we went to school with a lot of the Haisla kids.
Yeah.
And we always did things. And of course, that area of the country is the Trail of Tears. All of the missing
indigenous ladies, women,
indigenous, both male and female in the area, because the trail actually goes up from Prince George to Terrace, and that Terrace it branches off to Kitimat on one side and Prince Rupert on the other.
Okay.
So there's a crossroads, but it's really like you're driving between Terrace and Kitimat, it's like something like 38 clicks.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
It's not that far away. It's like going to Syncrude.
Yeah.
Or to Suncor, actually.
Yeah, Suncor, yeah, even quicker, yeah.
So we're really close together all over the place.
Yeah. What an interesting place to, like, live.
I did. And I went there when I was 9 and a half, and I left when I was 22.
Oh,
I'm now 76.
Yeah. And you are a world traveler.
Been all over the place.
You just don't call Fort McMurray your home anywhere anymore?
Nope.
You're outside of the region sometimes?
I am. I try to avoid our Canadian winter, even though they may be awesome for some.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do winter well.
Right. Right.
I'm not into winter sports, so I go looking for where there is sun and sand.
Yeah.
And that has worked for me quite well.
And you were explaining, we have spoken before.
Yes.
But your place now outside of Canada, it's really coming together.
Oh, yes. It's actually, right as we speak, we have one of our project managers finishing up some renovations.
Yeah.
So when we go back in December, it'll be a new condo.
Yeah, nice.
Again.
Nice. The kitchen component is a mind blower for me because I watch a lot of HGTV, and so House Hunters International.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the phenomenon of, yes, people like removing their kitchens and when they move. Coming from Canada, North America, that's like a mind-blowing concept. So I've seen it on TV, but you're the first person I've actually met who's purchased a place and been like, no, they took the kitchen when they left.
They left. The only thing that got left behind was really weird. It was sort of a counter.
Yeah.
And it had a curtain in the front of it because it had two shelves there.
Yeah.
And that's sort of where they had their utensils and their plates. And other than that, they had a place that they could put their cocktail glasses and things like this. And that was it.
That was it. Wow. So, like, no appliances, nothing.
Nothing,
like,
nothing.
Utilities, there might be like hookups for your sink and stuff, but.
Yeah. There might be a two burner there.
Yeah.
But seriously, if you're going to live in a place for 5 months, would you be using a two burner? Not really.
No.
So, yeah, it all had to be redone to North American standards.
Wild. But you knew that was coming.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, but still.
Absolutely.
And then where you live, obviously, it's not like here where you go down to the Brick or wherever and just
You actually
get...
can.
Yeah?
They have the big store there is Ace.
Okay.
So from the States.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they ship
And they carry everything.
Fantastic.
Amazon also delivers
right
to your house. They'll deliver it to you.
Okay.
So it's not as unavailable as an awful lot of people think.
That's great.
The other part is we live in St. Martin, and St. Martin is half Dutch, half French.
Okay.
So the French part of it mm-hmm. is actually a province of France.
Okay. Okay.
And they import everything from, they have the most beautiful clothing ever.
Wow.
Coming in from Paris.
Okay.
Gorgeous. Actually, this is one of those outfits.
Nice.
I used to buy most of my clothing there because they're 100% cotton, they're washable, reusable, all of those things.
Nice.
When I had my shop, I needed to dress up a little bit more without going over the top.
Right, especially in this community here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this community used to have beautiful ladies' shops, but unfortunately we've only got one or two now.
I know.
So in the 40 years I've been here, things have changed considerably.
Oh my gosh, to say the least, the amount of change you must have seen.
We were 35,000 people here when I moved here in November of 84.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's we're wild. Close to 100.
Yeah, like the last census that came out, it's 80. And then
yeah,
with the shadow plus, population.
Plus the shadow, 34,000 or something.
No,
yeah.
I remember, like, I graduated dating myself in 2001. And I grew up here myself. But, like, in 2001, mm-hmm. I was telling this story at an event that I was just at. Me and my buddies, I remember in grade 12 religion class, we counted how many traffic lights were in the town at the time. 13.
Yes.
You couldn't even begin to count traffic lights now if you wanted to. It's a major city now.
Yep.
Wild. And then the multiculturalism that's in this city now.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I grew up in a town of 18,000 with 36 different nationalities.
Oh, wow.
So this is normal for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so cool.
It was the neatest place to grow up.
Yeah. Well, no doubt, that's the thing. And growing up here, too, there was all different types of nationalities. Because you're in the middle
still
of nowhere.
Is.
And you come from you everywhere. Bet. You just make it work.
And you make your own family because you don't necessarily bring family with you.
That's right. That's right.
So we all become a melting pot. Mm-hmm. And we all become each other's families.
That's right.
Where you don't necessarily have those opportunities when you're in a big city. You might not even know your neighbor. You might live there forever in an apartment and mm-hmm. not know your neighbor.
Which is wild to
me. Yeah, exactly. Which is not the case here.
No.
I just got back on Friday, and this morning was the first time I went to Timmy's.
Yeah, yeah.
And
very
it was
Canadian
amazing the night. Oh, you're back!
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't, and I had that after the fire. When we came, we were away when the fire happened, and when we came back in town, again, went into Timmy's, and this gentleman, I had seen him around, but I don't know his name, didn't really know him. But I came in and sat down, and he came over to me and he says, "Oh, it's so nice to see you back." Yeah, okay, don't know you, but yes, you're right. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's such a small community. You might not know the person, but you
know the
remember
faces.
The face.
You know the faces.
You do. And even though Fort Mac has, like, grown dramatically, it still has that feel in regards to, there's a lot more of us, but it's such a tight-knit community. If you'll bump into them, like you said, at Tim's or at Mac Island or the ski hill
or
somewhere.
Or grocery store or whatever.
Yeah. And just after a while, you're like, I know that face. And we do come together as a community to be like, hey, nice to see you. Just to like
and
that
friendly
attitude.
And we do that all the time.
All the
time. We always say hello to somebody that we see, whether we know them or don't know them.
Yeah.
On the island where I go down to, they call it the Friendly Island.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Not.
Oh, not like this.
Not like this.
Yeah.
Here, everybody says hello to everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't matter what color they are, what religion they are. Doesn't matter.
Yup.
But that's not necessarily the way it is everywhere.
Everywhere, no. It's one of those things when I went to school in Edmonton, and when because Edmonton's so close, I still go there. My business partner, for example, he lives in an apartment of X amount of hundreds of people.
Yep.
And when I go into the elevator, I'm always like, hi, to anybody who's in the elevator.
And they look at
and they
you
look
kind
at me
funny.
Like I'm a Martian. But he's been living there for like 8 years now. So now when I go down to the apartment, they're like, hey, how are you doing? And I'm like, it's contagious. And he lives there. He's like, how do you know all these people? I'm like, I don't know, just say hi to them in the elevator.
It's amazing what happens.
Yeah. And then you make your community. But that's very Fort McMurray based.
Yes.
And although Canadians are friendly by nature, not
it's
everywhere.
It's actually even more than small community. Mm-hmm. It's a mining community.
Oh, let me hear your thought process on that.
We've lived in Kitimat, which was Aluminum Company of Canada. Mm-hmm. We lived in Manitoba with International Nickel.
Okay.
We lived in Northern Quebec with iron ore. Mm. And you tend to go wherever you are, you're going to find some of those same people that you've worked with or you've interacted with. Like when we arrived here 40 years ago, mm-hmm. we had neighbors that we had had in Schefferville, Quebec 15 years before behind us and both sides of us.
Okay. What?
So it was like we moved in back into town. And it was like we knew everybody because these people were people we had interacted with mm-hmm. before.
Right. So what do you think? Tanner's, man, I could talk to you all day. But
yeah,
unfortunately, Tanner's tapped his watch. That means we are out of time.
We're done.
So, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Thank you for supporting this program because it is one of the neatest programs that is around.
Thank you. I really
enjoy meeting with Elliot. And we've done this.
Yeah.
That sort. And I keep plugging my stuff. Come on down to Mini Green Haven or to Corridor Shops because that's where you're going to find the individual artisans in this town. Mm. And you will, in most times, you'll be able to tell them what it is you're looking for and perhaps do them the honor of commissioning them on something.
There we go.
Have a great day.
Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Good job.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.